Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now it's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, CLO?
Yeah.
All right. Angel in Valdosta writes, my ex-boyfriend and his wife invited me to their baby shower. My husband thinks it's a little strange, but I'm friends with my ex and I'm thinking about going. What's wrong with celebrating with the mommy-to-be and my ex-boyfriend? What's wrong with that?
I don't understand how y'all keep trying to keep these relationships alive and your husband then told you that seems a little bit strange to him. But you're going to go anyway. How important is that baby shower to you? How important is it for him that you're there? You see what I'm saying? Y'all got too much importance and relevance put on each other at the expense of someone else. It don't make no sense. He ain't your man, is your ex-boyfriend. That ain't your baby. And your husband done said, that seems a little strange because we're friends. Really? Really? So I guess y'all was friends before y'all started dating. And then if y'all was dating, he was your friend. And now y'all done broke up, y'all still friends. You see how that sound?
Crazy.
You see how that sound?
Yeah.
All right. So she just wants to know what's wrong with it. You just laid it out for her.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Your husband it seems strange to him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to Nathaniel in the Bronx. Nathaniel writes, my wife called when I was in a meeting with a female coworker. I motioned for my coworker to be quiet. My coworker called me a sucker for telling her to be quiet when my wife knows I'm at work. Did I handle that the right way or not?
Wait a minute. She called you a sucker while you was on the phone?
Well, it doesn't say that.
No.
It doesn't say that. He motioned for his coworker to be quiet. Then she called him a sucker for telling her to be quiet when his wife knows that he's at work. But she could have. You're absolutely right. She could have. But it sounds like she did it later.
Either way, your coworker is out of line.
Yeah.
That's an out of line. So, you know, people that's not in relationships and marriage don't really know the dynamics of it all the time. And they always, you can't have a female friend.
Exactly.
So you ain't allowed to talk to nobody? No, I'm not.
I wouldn't be in a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Nobody tell me what
so you
to
can't
do.
Have no female friends. No, I can't. No.
And she can't have male friends, my wife. So
No, who is it that don't know that sign that you when you do that sign language and say I'm on the phone, I'm finna take this call?
Yeah.
Who over there talking?
Mm-hmm. But she's gonna call you a sucker.
Bro, you don't need to have because you know if your wife hears this voice, she gonna go, who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you
that
go,
can't happen.
That's my coworker.
No, they can't.
Wait a minute. Where are you right now? And then here we go.
Yeah, the question.
Why she all in your right. office? Why
oh, you're right. Man. Everything you're saying is right. Yeah.
Why she up on you where she can hear your conversation?
That part, all of that.
Mm. She don't have no work that. To do. She
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I need to come down there and meet her.
She yeah. in your cubicle.
Every time I call you, she in your office.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, to his question, did I handle it the right way or not? You're
saying
what?
Yeah, man, you handled it the perfect way. Hey, man, and let me tell you something, man. Don't keep trying to justify nothing to your single coworker that ain't got
right.
nobody.
That's what I wanted you to say. You got
you
it.
You were okay. fooling with her.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, she's trouble for sure. Yeah. She's trouble.
She messy. She yeah. real messy.
That ain't a good work wife. You know what I'm saying? Let me just...
Moving on to Amir in Inglewood. Amir writes, my 17-year-old son snuck his girlfriend and a friend into my house. I found him and the girls in his bed, but still fully clothed. Still fully clothed. I didn't embarrass him, but I wanted to. He swore he wasn't going to have sex with him. Why sneak around with them? Why sneak around then? Huh?
What?
It's gonna happen at my house.
Because he's 17. I wish at 17 I had the conversation to get two girls to come and lay on a sofa with me. No, if I could
Let
get two girls
bed.
To come and go to the park with me at 17. Anything. Bro, let me tell you something. If I had the verbal skills to be able to talk in 1974. In 1974,
what
I was 17 years old.
Because
I went to college at 17. If I had the skill set to talk two of them chicks into doing anything with me, I'd have did it.
Do all the guys agree?
Yes.
100%.
Yes, we do.
Two women. Y'all gonna come lay down on my bed? Now.
But.
Clearly, he don't know what he doing. They ain't never all their clothes up.
But what about the mother saying she didn't want to embarrass him?
Well, do you know what would have happened? My mama would have
yeah,
came in that room.
Yeah, I would have. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
my
when you embarrass them.
We all got beat with the belt, me and both
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And she ain't even got to know your mama. You just in her house.
Right.
Oh, I know y'all ain't sitting up in here with your little nasty.
Exactly. Fast tail.
And you're going to take your clothes off and make children's in here. And I'm not going to be no grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. This is from Cassie. In St. Paul. Cassie writes, my husband wants to move his mother in with us, and I'm all for it because she's a great cook. He said his mom is not going to lift a finger if she comes to live with us. That's not going to work for me. Why can't she contribute to the household?
Well, ooh. See, listen to me. Don't listen to your husband. Because when you are already there and his mama coming in and you want her to come in, he's not going to run anything anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is say it to his mother, you know, Mama Williams, I sure love your chicken and dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mama Williams said, ooh, the way you made that dressing, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
The woman is going to contribute. Most grown women want to contribute.
Yeah.
So don't, my mama ain't going to lift a finger. Boy, shut up.
I know. Why would he even say that to his wife?
Dog, shut up. Lady, don't even worry about that.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.